We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
We are well into the second season of City SC. They have a home game tomorrow against Austin. City hasn't quite had the same start they had last year as an expansion franchise that ended up winning the Western Conference, but things are still going pretty well. Chris and Amy got an update this week from Lutz Fahnensteel, the team's sporting director.
Yeah, I think the way we're playing is pretty much exactly the same. You know, we have even a better data when it comes to numbers, but numbers are not always something you should look only. I think in the end of the day, we need to finish our chances. Just looking at the last two home games, the chances we created, the numbers of scoring opportunities we had, you need to, reward yourself with a goal, and then things would be very different. However, look at preseason and look in the start of the season. We played 14 games so far, everything included. We lost two, so it's not as bad as just now the look at the table is. And as I said, you win one or two, you jump in straight away back up. Everything is really tight. So I believe we have a better squad than we had last year. But as I said, we just need to score the goals and reward ourselves.
Well, and in the first year, in your inaugural season, nobody knows, they're not familiar with their with your team and how you play, right? You're a wild card, and there aren't any expectations because it's that first year. And you guys set the standard so, so high that not only did it lift expectations exponentially, but also now the league has played you guys before, and it gets tougher. It's just tougher in these subsequent years.
Yeah, you already answered your own question perfectly, I have to say. I think we created a monster somehow because, people were surprised. People came to St. Louis and thought, well, that's an expansion team. We will beat anyway. And then they got badly beaten up here. So now they're coming here and they play very cautious. You know, the last two games, the two teams like DC United, Dallas, they literally parked the bus in front of the goal and just waited to sit deep and try for us to score or try for us not to score. But they're basically coming here to defend. That have changed a bit, but that's something which obviously we know we need to work on. We need to get better with that situation. The teams are more used to our playing style, and then we have to find solutions. But we knew from the start that it will be definitely a bit of a different kind of way of especially approaching the home games. So we won the Western Conference season last year. So some of the teams, they see us as a champion, and that makes it definitely more challenging when we play.
And after seven games played, it's still pretty remarkable how bunched up the conference is at the moment. I mean, there are 3 points that separate third place and 11th place where City SC is right now. As you look at the schedule that is upcoming here, does it seem like an opportunity to make up ground?
Yeah, I mean, home games is always the ones you want to win. You have to win statistically also in the world of football. MLS is the league with the lowest away victories, so there's lots of home victories usually coming every weekend. That's where you want to pick up your points. So Austin this coming weekend is definitely a big challenge. We know them well. We played them already in Austin not that long ago, a few weeks ago, 2-2. And that's where we want to pick up the next W if possible, of course. It's very tight. To be fair, as I said, you win two games, you back on top of the table, probably. You lose two and you drop really deep. But that makes it so exciting. It's so early on, you know. A look at the table doesn't really justify any team so far in the league. It's only a few games in. It's 34 match days to go. And as we know from last year, the top teams are usually coming in the second part, really, really high up. Seattle are the absolute top team in that. They're usually slow starters, and then they're just really running it. Sporting Kansas taught us a lesson last year as well. If you remember, they started the worst start of everybody in the league, and in the end, they finished ahead of us when it comes to the playoffs. So it doesn't mean anything now, but obviously if you can set the tone early right and you show what you're made of, then we can, you know, we need to kind of project our playing style, which is based on intensity, which is scaring people, which is physically tough. I think a lot of weight, how the Blues were successful in recent years as well. That's what we want to do. So it's up to us. It's our playing style. It's our home game. We need to set the tone. We need to be aggressive, and then the results will come by itself.
Lutz Feinensteel is with us on KMOX, and you've seen a lot more soccer than all of us in this room combined, multiplied by 100. Have you? I don't recall ever seeing a team. It's kind of remarkable that you've played seven games and five of them have ended up in a draw. Is that something you've seen before?
Yeah, I've seen it before, but to be honest, I agree there with you. I didn't expect it. You know, that's a bit of a strange one. We had last year in 34 match days five draws. Now we have after seven match days five draws. We are not normally a team which plays lots of draws. We are a team which plays to win. But on a positive note, I also have to say that last year, some of these games which were tight, we lost towards the end. And this year, we somehow managed to be able to hold a draw once in a while. So it's not all that negative. Like some people look at it, you know, we are still positive in the way we played, and we just, as I said, we have to get that second win, which probably will kickstart our season.
And going back to the roster and the players, I think it was yesterday, midfielder Edward Leuven was able to be back on the field practicing with the team. That's got to be a good sign and a good feeling for the entire squad.
Nielsen, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's both of our top players, both players with European experience. I mean, Edu, for me, one of the top players in the league, you know, coming back from a hamstring injury. It definitely gives us a lot more depth for the weekend, and just having him around in training straight away lifts the quality. Having Nielsen around also lifts up the quality. But that's something everybody deals with. Injuries, you know, that happens. You can't really do anything about it, and we are very happy that the boys are back.
So we know that City SC has a new effort, the what is called the Zero Campaign. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Goal Zero is just something really special. We're trying to have zero waste at our home matches, which is, I think, good for the environment. It's some really, really good statement, I think, for the public there. Not use plastic products. We wanna make sure that aluminium cups and bottles and cans are used. And the recycling happens directly on site, also with compost collection. That's something which is, for me personal, gives me a little tear in my eye, because I have a charity myself, Global United, where we do exactly that, sustainability in 10 countries. And seeing now that my club is doing that with pleasure and really working hard on that and thinking not just about the football game, thinking about the city, think about the community, and especially about the planet and the environment, that's just such a great cause that, yeah, I'm in there like a million percent, of course.
That is Lutz Feinensteel, the sporting director for City SC. Game time tomorrow is 3:45 at City Park, and you can hear the call on our sister station, Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.